And a very good morning to you. It is Monday morning, the 13th of September, 2021. And this is your friend Angus Buchan with a thought for the day. If we go to the Gospel of Luke chapter 6, and I'm reading verses 12 and 13. Now it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles. I want to say to you right now, we need to spend more time in prayer before we make major decisions. Jesus spent all night in prayer before he chose the 12. Never be pressed into making a decision or a choice. Remember, if in doubt, don't. Anything done in haste is not of God. And I'm talking particularly maybe to a young lady who has had a marriage proposal. That man will wait for you as long as it takes if he truly loves you. If he's pushing you into a corner, then you need to ask yourself a serious question. Why? That business deal that you've been offered. If the man is pressing you, maybe you need to decline. Why is there such a rush? Whether you're going to leave or whether you're going to stay, immigrate, or whether you're going to remain right where you are, take your time and hear from God. In 2008, we had the biggest tent in the world on this farm. It seated 30,000 men inside, and there was an overflow of 30,000 men outside. One of the highlights of my life, I will never forget it. We killed 40 oxen for one meal. It was amazing. That was a state-of-the-art tent. It was built in Britain, enlarged in Europe, brought out to South Africa for the World Earth Summit. It took four rugby fields. That's right, the area had its own weather station. Took 3 weeks to erect. Qualified team of riggers had to put it up, headed by Attie van Staden. It took more than 15 30-ton trucks to bring it to the farm. It was nothing less than a miraculous event. After the event, we were contacted by some businessmen from Johannesburg. They said that they saw we were doing a good work for the Lord and for the nation. They offered to buy it for us. Initially, I was totally overwhelmed by their kind offer, but I asked if I could pray about it. And then I came back and I said, God says I can't take it. They couldn't believe it. You see, it cost R1 million to erect it. I would need a fleet of trucks to move it from one place to another. And of course, the next year, we had a crowd that tent could never have contained. Pray about your decision. Have a wonderful week. God bless you and goodbye.